This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, you have a thought on this. Michigan extending Dusty May before Friday's game against the Spartans and extending him in just his first year in Ann Arbor.
My thought in on principle, I'm not a huge supporter of extending anyone after 1 year. Because to me, you've got to show that you can do it again. That this is not just a one-off. We've seen a number of different situations where, you know, hey, you come in the transfer portal and all of a sudden, boom, it's a stark contrast between where they were last year and this year. And a lot of that is Dusty May. Mm-hmm. Right, he's the one that recruited these players. He brought them, whether it was from FAU or he went to the portal. But can you do that again next year? Can you recruit? Now I know that they've done well in terms of recruiting. They've got a well ranked class coming in next year. Got to seal the deal. Got to develop those players, but you also have to continue to go to the portal. And I know I'm not saying I don't like the extension. I think he's done an amazing job. But just for me, in my principle, I think you need to show it more than just one time.
When you said you've seen this happen before, were you thinking about Mel Tucker at Michigan State?
Well, I mean, that's sure. That's one example where a guy comes in and hits the lottery with the transfer.
Kenneth Walker.
And does wins. Great things. And I mean, if he doesn't have the off the field issues, do I think Mel Tucker eventually, you know, would have been a good coach? Possibly, but we don't know because there is no track record. Now, Dusty May does have a track record of doing it at other schools.
And that's the danger here. I didn't think this was some premature mistake. And I know you didn't say mistake. It made sense to me. The Indiana job's going to open. You got to protect and keep your own. Dusty May, to me, is a good coach. And I think what he did in the portal, some of it's FAU guys, but some of it's not. Danny Wolf was not a guy that he had coached previously. He identified talent in the portal. To me, that's modern college basketball. He's an X's and O's guy. He's been to a Final Four. He'll use the portal. They have flipped this thing on its head. I mean, where they were a year ago to where they are today, I don't have any doubts that the guy can coach, and I don't want someone else poaching my coach.
Sure.
So I'm going to take care of and pay, and if I have to buy him out later because he doesn't win, that's the cost of running a big boy athletic department.
Well, and it's the cost of doing business right now because there are going to be other jobs that open up. And then you have to weigh, is the job in Ann Arbor better than the job somewhere else? Long term.
Well, Indiana holds a special place to him. It's the only reason I bring it up.
Sure. And we talked about that when they played Indiana. It was... Knowing that was going to be an opening spot where, you know, he was, what, a GA, and it was Bob Knight, and that's where he got his coaching start. He was born in the state of Indiana. He knows exactly what basketball means to that state and to that university. It's been a long time since that university has done anything special or unique or consistently won. Mm-hmm. But, and maybe this is old school thinking where you have a coach locked into a contract for a few years and you can you have the benefit of patience of saying, you know, yeah, I want to see if he can recruit, develop, and win in more than just 1 year. It is the business of college athletics right now, whether it's football, basketball, you know, it doesn't matter the sport. And we've seen it. We're seeing it right now. We played out in Indiana in a couple of different coaches. Tom Allen had a good year, gets a big time extension, and then nothing. And now Kirk Cignetti brings in a lot of guys from JMU, you know, puts together a great year for Indiana. Can he do it again? Gets a big time extension.
Right, but the risk you run is if you don't extend him, someone else is going to poach him. And you use the word, well, we talk premature. I would say proactive. Like, Michigan's trying to stay proactive here. They want to be ahead of this thing. They don't want an Indiana dream job situation where they've got a lot of money in their athletic department and they love basketball and they make an offer. Michigan would rather be proactive. They like their guy. Their guy looks good. They've got more money than they, you know, it's a well-to-do university. Pay good people and let them lead your program. And Dusty May's done a great job leading them.
Right, and it's all about risk and reward. The risk, if you don't give him a new contract and add a year on the end and give him some more money, is that he goes somewhere else. The risk, if you do, is that this is a one-off and now you're going to be out some money.
But that, to me, is, like, you're one of the better funded athletic departments in all of college athletics.
And
if
the
risk is you have to spend more money, I just would rather take that risk than lose someone who I do think I identified. Like, there is a world where Dusty May took Ohio State a year ago. How would you feel? There's a world where if he doesn't get paid enough at Michigan, he'd go to Indiana. You wouldn't like that so much.
Right. And the reward is what you win, right? You get a chance to build on this year's success, and winning breeds success. Winning draws in recruits, whether it's through the portal or it's out of high school. And so, you know, and no matter where guys go, they want to know, is my coach going to be there?
They extend him, then they lose the game. And yes, there's this question about, was it too soon to extend a coach a year in? 248-539-9797. Who hasn't won the Big Ten? Who hasn't done anything at Michigan yet postseason? But I've seen a lot from Dusty May.
And well, I think we all have.
And I don't have an issue with it. But Michigan fans can weigh in. 248-539-9797. If they have an issue with the extension so soon.
Well, I think you also have to ask the question, if you're going to extend him, you know, what are you worried about? And it could be a job that right now we have no idea how many jobs are going to be open after the season is over. The one that we know about is Indiana.
Yeah.
And we know the connection that Dusty has. I think the other question is the Indiana job a better job than Michigan? Now, for Dusty May, it may come down to emotional reasons. And that's something that you can't necessarily compete with. But if you take emotion out of it, is the Michigan job in today's environment of college athletics a better job than the Indiana job? Basketball. Michigan has shown over the last 18 months to 2 years a commitment to, one, pay their coaches, but also to be active in NIL and the transfer portal. What has Indiana done in the last decade?
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's last Final Four, do you know how far back we got to go?
Well, Final Four?
Greg knows. Oh.
2002.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a little bit of a fluke run. They were a 5 seed. It was Mike Davis's team. I mean, Michigan's been in the last 30 years, well, if you count the Fab Five ones, it's 4 national title games, and Indiana's been in 1 during that time. I mean, to me, I think Indiana's the blue blood that'll never truly be back. Like, I just think it's passed them by. It's been too long, and I think it's the least desirable of all the blue blood locations. Like, look, Dusty May might have, look, in the end, the bottom line here is if Michigan acted prematurely, then if it goes south, they need to act swiftly, like kind of like the Pistons did with Monty Williams.
They have to be proactive on both sides.
Yes. If I get it now, but there's no harm in, if he fails and he's not your guy, of firing him and paying
check.
Him. And deal with it. That's the way sports are now.
It feels for Dusty May like he is building something because he has the track record at other stops, most recently FAU, that there's something, there's a foundation that you can base what he is doing in basically a half a year at Michigan, not just an entire year, just a half a year, that there is substance to what he's doing.
Yeah, it seems like they got the right guy to me. And for me personally, if I'm a college football or college basketball player, Michigan looks like they play fun basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that would be attractive. I like the way the style that they play, and it's offensive. And I guess in the end, you got to down the road. One thing's going to be, you know, does he produce pro talent potentially? But I mean, college basketball is almost getting to the point where it's like, if you really have pro potential, college basketball is a blip on your radar.
Right. I think,
I mean, it's year. It's
sure. Everybody wants to see guys that played at their school playing in the professional ranks. It's more about winning at the college level.
With college, you have the one and done, you have the portal, you have NIL. It's year to year. The only continuity you have as a program is your head coach. It's the only thing that is consistent from one year to the next. I mean, college basketball, more than any other sport, I really feel like is year to year. So if you got a guy that you believe can recruit, develop, coach, X's and O's, Dusty May's 48 years old. Like, this could be the start of something that Michigan, you know, feels like they need to invest in. So, yeah, I think you pay the guy, and maybe you're premature, but you're proactive in my mind. And if it doesn't work, take a page out of Tom Gore's playbook. Cut the check, pay the man, find another guy. I mean, that's what it is at the highest level of college athletics. And Michigan should be commended for stepping up and saying, we will play the game at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Michigan State, it didn't work out with Mel Tucker. They didn't want to lose him to LSU. Sometimes you get burned. It may get Indiana in trouble with Kirk Cignetti, but the alternative was watching him coach a different program in Indiana.
And starting over.
And Indiana going, well, that was our one time.
Yeah.
We hit lightning in a bottle and we weren't smart enough to capitalize on it. The alternative is much bleaker. 248-539-9797. End of the hour. I have gifts for the show.
Oh.
From vacation.
I'm excited.
Gifts for John, Heather, and for Gov and Greg. We'll get to that at 9:50.
If there's any writing on, hopefully we read better than Mew.
Oh, I think we will.
Oh, I think so, too. I'm very confident in that.
You're confident in your ability to read? We'll find out. End of the hour, 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury attorney of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need and deserve to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We didn't forget about the Pistons. We'll get into it at 9:35. They've won 6 in a row, their longest win streak in 10 years. 9 or 10 years. It's been a minute. Kate Cunningham, as he put it.
Yeah, I'm sizzling.
Sizzling. John, some ticket text before we get to Heather's news. This one says, Indiana basketball is Michigan football. It will always be a better head coaching job compared to Michigan basketball.
Okay.
And that's why this person says Indiana would be knocking on Dusty's door at the end of the season if you think anything of him. You have to extend him to keep him from going to the Hoosiers. Some people may think it's premature. We brought it up. I think it was proactive. I think it's playing the game the way it is now. If he fails because it's a one and done fluke, you fire him and move on. But I don't think he's going to be a fluke.
No, and that's not what I'm saying. No. I said there's, you know, it just... This is, and trust me, I get it. It's old school thinking where you want to wait until they see that they can prove that it's not just a one-off, that it is something that they are building. And for Dusty, you could say, there's more to base that on because he's done it at other programs.
Went to the final.
Another program.
Yeah, went to the Final Four at FAU. The players he brought in, Golden is from FAU, but Danny Wolf is not. He came from Yale, using the portal. And not all of them have been hits. Donaldson's been hit and miss from Auburn. But he's using the portal. He's a basketball coach, right? Had more coaching experience than Juwan Howard did. And as someone points out, he hasn't slapped anybody yet. It's from Beer Man in Oxford.
Or threatened anyone.
It goes a long way. Anyway, one other headline from the weekend. I'm not going to spend a ton of time with it. It's not local, but it is NFL football. Matthew Stafford, this saga, will he be traded from the Rams? The team has granted him permission. John, how does this play out?
I think he ends up back in L.A. playing for the Rams, probably under a new contract, one that they had a couple of years too. I don't know how much more money will be involved in it, but I think there's probably some hurt feelings in regards to it. It wasn't just a rubber stamp. Yes, we want you to still be here. It was probably taken back like, oh, wait a second here. You don't want me to still be here? Also, Cooper Kupp. We know that that Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp have a great relationship, and they told Cooper Kupp that they were going to cut him or try and trade him. Now all of a sudden you get hurt feelings. I want out too.
It makes sense that he would stay. The Rams are a contender. They got a young defense. He's got a coach that he's won a Super Bowl with. I'm not sure there's much better out there. Minnesota's the one case for it. A team that won 14 games would be upgrading a quarterback. But is Minnesota putting all their chips in for a 37-year-old quarterback who maybe has two productive years left? And then the other destinations for Stafford are what? Pittsburgh, which is in the same spot as his LA team. Honestly, not even as far. They didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
The Giants, he wants to go to New York or the Jets. John, I think what's going to happen is they're going to test the market. Both sides are going to realize they belong together. He'll get some extension. They'll rearrange some money and give him more money, and he'll play for the Rams next year and probably the next 2 years.
I think the most likely, if he's not in LA, it'll be interesting to see what LA wants to get out of it. Because is it just simply draft capital? Are they going to try and trade? Like, what are they going to do for a quarterback next year?
Exactly.
And that's where, okay, I understand the connection with Minnesota. But is Minnesota going to part with J.J. McCarthy, who they just drafted last year?
So are you getting Sam Darnold
No, I wouldn't think they would want Sam Darnold. I think they would want J.J.
Well, my point is if they won't give you J.J., like what does L.A. do in a world post-Stafford? Because your options are Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers. They won't have access to the top QBs at the top of the draft. I'm not really sure what their plan is. And we know McVay prioritized the quarterback position, threw Goff aside because he wanted a guy who he thought was good. I can't imagine they're going to try to take a step back at that position willingly.
I'd be shocked if it was Minnesota and Darnold went to the Rams. I don't know how the Rams could sell that to their fan base after what they did to him in the playoff game.
Right.
I can't imagine being a fan of a team that would do that.
Right. That's switching quarterbacks.
Yeah. I'm surprised you both think he's not getting moved. I actually think there's too much smoke at this point.
Where's he going to go?
I'm not quite sure yet. I think Minnesota's definitely a favorite. I think the Rams are up to something that we're not seeing. I would doubt it.
Could it be the Raiders? And are the Raiders willing to give up? What are they drafting, 3?
7.
So I still don't even think that's high enough.
Well,
unless they were to pair 7 with whatever they're drafting at. I don't know if it's 22, 23, 24, somewhere in there.
I think the Rams want to flip them while they can still get a first.
Okay.
That's why I think the Rams are doing this. And I think they look at their nucleus as young with Nacua and their defensive additions in the last couple of years. Like that they can, I think they're trying to flip it on the fly.
So next year would be kind of a throwaway reset year.
Possibly, or they've got something up their sleeves. Like, would they ever think Aaron Rodgers for 1 year? I know. I mean, I'm just trying to think there's something.
Russell Wilson. Justin Fields.
There seems to be a dot that's just not connected here to what they're doing, but I can't believe they've let this fester this much to where I don't know if it's worth saving at this point. This is the last chance you can get a first for Stafford.
Correct.
This is it.
Or they may say, you know what? Go out in the market and you'll find out what your value really is.
Perhaps.
Calling his bluff.
Yeah.
But there have been, I mean, he's one of the guys, the copycat league at the NFL. I think that's why Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, got bought into it, was that recently in the NFL, there have been Super Bowl champions that went and got old established veterans, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Super Bowls. It was worth it. And other teams tried to copycat that. I think the Broncos did that when they went after Russell Wilson.
We'll see.
Combine this week should heat up. Let's get to Heather's news.
Okay, guys, let's start with this story. Former NFL wide receiver and current NFL Network analyst Steve Smith Sr. went viral on X over the weekend after a man publicly accused him of having an affair with his wife. So the allegation surfaced like late Friday night when this guy jumped on social media to explain that his wife met Smith at work. And then he proceeded to post some very, very graphic text messages between the two of them that prove that they've been having an affair. And then this guy also shared a video of him calling Smith, like showing that he's calling the, I mean, you see the phone number and Smith appears to say, I'm sorry. Who knows who he's really talking to, if it's him or not. But like, when you go through and look at what's going down, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And it's very, very detailed.
Like, you can't even give it a sample of them because
no, I cannot.
They are very graphic.
Very. And there's some photos in these text messages as well. So it's like, because you could be like, well, was it really him? But then there's photos that show it's really him.
Yeah, it's also odd that this guy chose to show this to everybody. Well, look, my wife's cheating on me.
Well,
but he's angry. He's upset. Well,
yeah, he's jilted.
He's a scorned man.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell hath no fury.
Tagging everyone, all Smith's sponsors, like tagged Yeti and TaylorMade, and because he's mad. Like, yeah, let's get this guy in trouble. Well, and he could be.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
With his wife, for sure, who he's been married to for about 25 years.
That's why he posted it. All right, you blew up my marriage. I'm going to blow yours up.
Yeah. Yep. Woo. Switching gears here. Kind of a sad story for sure. A passenger died in a crash Sunday night on I-94 in Detroit after she allegedly grabbed the steering wheel during an argument she was having with the driver. So according to police, there was this 27-year-old man who was driving. He got into this argument with his passenger, a 28-year-old woman. During the argument, she was also apparently drinking, grabbed the wheel, caused the driver to lose control. The car went across all the lanes and then hit a concrete wall. She was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the hospital. They also say the two were a couple. Their 1 and 2-year-old was in the back seat, properly restrained. They were in car seats, but they were treated at the hospital as well. The driver, also not wearing a seatbelt, was not injured. But police say everything is still under investigation, but they do not believe the driver was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. What a tragic story. Yeah. So sad. You might have seen this video. This went viral as well over the weekend. This wild fight broke out at the Atlanta airport.
I did.
Oh my gosh, this fight. It was on February 19th. It was at the Spirit Airlines gate. And it appears to show two groups of men and women just punching and kicking each other. And there's one woman who like climbs over a row of airport seats and just starts launching kicks into the crowd. People are comparing it to Braveheart. Like that, it's just so dramatic. And other people who were there say, I have no idea what started the fight. Like, nobody knew what was going on. And apparently it kind of like dismantled before police arrived, but it's going viral as well. Yeah. So check that one out.
It's wild.
Yeah. Earlier this month, some thieves in France stole a man's backpack, and it also included the guy's wallet as well. And they used his credit card to buy some cigarettes and also some scratch off lottery tickets. Okay. And they hit it big on one scratch off, won over $500,000. But nobody has claimed the prize because it's basically like they would out themselves. Like,
yeah,
we're the ones who stole your credit card and used it to buy this lottery ticket.
Can he claim it?
Well, now, I guess not. I think you have to have the ticket.
Yeah.
But now the owner of the backpack and the wallet has a deal for the criminals. He's saying, hey, guess what? I'll split the winnings with you if you give me back my belongings, and I won't press charges.
Seems like a good deal.
So it seems like a great deal. So no word yet. I guess they only have 30 days to follow through with the deal if they're going to take it or not.
This feels like a movie plot.
Doesn't
That's
it?
Great.
Right? Uh-huh. Pretty crazy. One more crazy one about winning money. There's a guy in Pennsylvania won $57,000 at a casino earlier this month, but he's not going to get any of the money because he was banned from the casino by himself. So Philadelphia has a self-exclusion list, I guess, where people with gambling issues can block themselves from betting, and they can like voluntarily block themselves from casinos, from online gaming, from fantasy sports, and this guy blocked himself forever. Like, you can block yourselves for a month or a year or forever. So not only is he not getting his money, but he also got ticketed for trespassing because he's banned.
He's banned himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got a problem when you ban yourself and then you actually go back and win, but you can't win because you banned yourself.
Exactly.
It's Heather with the news. It's 97.1. Moran Chevrolet is officially Michigan's number one Chevy dealer for 2024. It's huge news, and they're celebrating with awesome deals all month long. So get off the sidelines and get into the game at Moran Chevrolet, where you can lease a 2025 Trax for $249 a month. That's a 39-month lease with only $999 down. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Score your best deal. Shop online, moranexpress.com. Super easy, couple clicks. Or you want to go in person, see those deals, drive the cars. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Pistons have won six games in a row. They're in the sixth seed right now. Today's show has been kind of a potpourri. We've hit on a lot. If you're a big Red Wing fan, use the Odyssey app, use the Rewind. You want to talk Michigan, Michigan State hoops? We discussed it earlier. You want to hear about how John's not tough enough to swim in the ocean? That's on the Rewind as well.
Yes, or just somebody that knows their limits.
Speaking of waters that I was swimming in, I did bring back some gifts for you guys. We'll do that coming up at 9:50.
Edge of my seat.
All right.
That was thoughtful. I think.
You don't know what the gifts are.
We'll see.
Like, this is a stupid gift. You can tell me if you don't like the gift.
Her Highness will let you know.
Well, of course she will. She'll judge me from high atop her pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons, John. We did the mountain climber game with Cade about a month ago. How far are you willing to go with how great he's been? I think wherever you were at, you should probably go up another notch now, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, where Cade has taken this team, where he's taken his own game, where it's, you know, and I know there was, you know, odds that came out over the break of, you know, most improved player. And it feels like he's going to be, you know, the one of two that should be in consideration for that. I'm not sure there's much other competition other than what Cade has been able to do this year. And some of it is just him being a better player. It's also Trajan Langdon, JB, creating a situation where he can excel. And he has certainly taken advantage of every bit of that. And then you look at this team and you think about the NBA standings, the fact that they have been on this hot streak that started before the break. They picked up right where they left off, and they are now starting to create some room between them and everybody else that's competing for the play-in tournament. They've got a three-game advantage over the Orlando Magic. They got a four-game advantage over the Heat. They just beat the Hawks, which they've got a five-game advantage over them. They're closer to moving up and competing with Milwaukee for that five spot or Indiana for that four spot than they are moving back into a play-in spot.
This season has been great. To put it in perspective, 31 wins. That's the same as the last two seasons combined. They've already been over their preseason win total, and there's still 25 games to go. You could tell me this is a bad idea, but I'm already starting to daydream about first-round matchups.
Who do you want?
I kind of want the Knicks.
You're back. You're going to jinx them, aren't you?
I know. Never mind. They're terrible, and they're never going to win anything. Now, I would like the Knicks. They've played the Knicks well this season. The Pacers would be great theater. I think the Pacers probably win a seven-game series, but I think Beef Stew probably gets tossed from at least two of those games, and I think it'd be chippy and fun. But yeah, I'm starting to think about playoff matchups. I feel like Cade's game is, we keep saying, on the ascent. I feel like he's arriving. He's an all-NBA player right now at 23 years old. He had 29 and 10 in the first half yesterday. The only other player in NBA history to have that in a half, Luka. Mm-hmm. And their games have been compared to one another. They can orchestrate an offense. Now that there's some spacing, we've seen Cade punish people. There's no right decision you can make. Oh, you're going to let him go one-on-one to the hoop? He's been much better finishing. You're going to give him the space to create his three-point shot. He made seven of them last night. Hey, if you're going to collapse and double him or try to pick him up at half court, great. I'll get rid of the ball and give it to one of our shooters. And those guys have been huge for him, I think, growing. John, it's everything we could have asked for them to do this season and more. Like, I think if Cade was simply just an all-star and they had an improved season, we'd feel good.
they're so much better than anybody anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I don't know what's going on with the NBA in this city right now, okay? Because I don't understand how people can't get a little excited about what's happening.
I think they are getting a little bit. I did see people at the Red Wing game in the intermissions congregating over where the TVs were because they wanted to see how the Pistons were doing.
You saw something in the, and you've never seen in your life. Right? At least at LCA.
Yeah.
To me, the thing about them right now is they, if you're not paying attention, you're not watching, like, tune in. You would really like this team. They're entertaining. They try hard. They don't give in. Last night, I thought, was a game most young teams would lose, and they withstood the Hawks' rally. And, the score's ridiculous, and their defense needs to improve. Of course it does. I mean, but this team has – this team's 31-26. Whoever, ever would have said that? You would have said I was insane, put him in the, you know – insane asylum.
Straight
right?
jacket, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So they're defying expectations by far. And Cade is showing, he made the All-Star game, but like he has superstar capabilities. And Beasley is such, like, he's so fun to watch. Like, they have got to keep him right now. Like, I think he can be, you know, you talk about a big three. I think he can be three of the big three, potentially, with Cade in the right two. But the thing is, they're 17-8 without Ivy. Like, that to me is just, that's over two out of three games you're winning since you suffered what people probably thought was going to be something that would knock them off the rails this year. They were 14-18 with Ivy, 17-8 without him. So, you know, I long term, who knows what that's going to factor in. But I don't understand why people wouldn't be buying in. I'm with you. I don't know about four seed, but there is no way they should even follow the play-in at this point in my mind. I know they've got kind of a so-so schedule. Nothing too difficult. They get, yeah, they still got tough teams, but they get the Wizards back to back in a couple weeks at home. I mean,
well, so it's so important. The sixth seed, just people understand the play in is 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
You could lose one game, two games, and your season's over. Like, we want a 7-game series. We want to see what this team can do in a 7-game series. They've won the majority of the meetings against the Knicks this season. They have some vets on this team, right? I mean, it's Beasley, who's been on some playoff runs. I know Tobias isn't a great playoff performer, but he's been in these playoff games. Tim Hardaway Jr. You've got guys who, Tim Hardaway Jr. is in the NBA Finals last season.
Yeah.
You've got some guys who I think can help usher in the Cade, Thompson, Duren, young Pistons into the postseason.
Well, you're not going into the postseason blind. You're not trying to put together a postseason run blind. JB has done it before as a coach. He's taken a young team, improved upon it, and taken them to the playoffs. So, And that's where I really value what JB brings to this this team and this city in this moment.
Yeah, and I mean, too, Trajan Langdon has pushed every button right so far. I mean, I really like the way that – the way they've altered what they were thought of, what was it, 8, 9 months ago?
It's
unbelievable.
Well, we had a text earlier comparing Cade to Jason Tatum. Three-level scorer, creator, can shoot. They don't have a Jaylen Brown. But the formula of take a Tatum, put shooters around him, that's a formula that works in the NBA, right? I mean, Luka. Take a Luka, put shooters around him, make a run for the NBA Finals. Having Cade, all of this is now on the table, right? They can hunt their Jaylen Brown now in the offseason. They've elevated the franchise more than anybody thought was possible in 8, 9 months' time.
But you got to get the right one. That's the thing. Like, I think that will be one of the things this offseason is people will want them to, okay, it's time to go get your number two now. It's time to go get Robin for Cade. And you can't force that. You can't get the right guy. We had a ticket texter when we talked about the Pistons earlier, you know, bringing up Kevin Durant. I'd want nothing to do with that. I think that's trying to force it.
Yeah. You don't want to force it. You don't want to handicap yourself for the coming offseason. We know how exciting this is. And you have a chance to spend some money. You have a chance to do something to continue to grow. And part of it's going to be the guys that are here. Malik Beasley. I think, you know, he wants to be here.
Yep.
We want to see him here. And I think Cade would probably be the first one in Trajan's often as soon as the season's over saying, hey, we need Malik Beasley. I need Malik Beasley.
I'm sizzling.
But you go back to where this season started. And we talked about the fact that, you know, now we're sitting here and you combine the last 2 years, and you just get to the win total that they're at now with 25 games left. And the fact that this season started off 0-4, you kind of felt like, Here we go again. And even, you know, they didn't even get above 500 until, or they didn't reach their win total from last year until the day after Christmas. But you look back and you say, okay, when did this start to flip around? And it was, I think it was the loss to Boston, where, you know, they're six below 500. And then from there, it has been scratching and clawing to get back to 500, to stay above 500, and now to build a cushion of being a playoff team.
So are our gifts that we're getting coming up Pistons car flags?
You'll find out.
A combo platter, wings and Pistons car flags.
Hey, look, as we wrap up the month of February here,
both are in the Caymans?
Both are in the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Some phone calls, some ticket texts, some reaction to the Pistons, and yes, gifts next, 97.1.
Hey, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight. We are approaching the beginning of March, so it's time to get in on the action. You can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now, and you could lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. So whether your resolution is to lose 10, 100, or anywhere in between, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 50 in the 40 days that we're talking about, and I got to eat real whole foods. So you know what? When I reached my goal, I was able to stick with it. It's a lifestyle. Ideal use weight loss coaches or work with you every step of the way, and they're going to help you lose that weight, but they're also going to help you keep it off. I'm now 3.5 years into it, and I'm down 70 pounds from when I started. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. Ideal You is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90% of Ideal You customers have lost at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. You can sign up now. And you're going to also get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year off right. Lose weight. Get that $200 Visa gift card. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
All right, every time we bring up the Pistons, there's this undercurrent of ticket text. Boring. The NBA's terrible.
I in large part, agree with that. However, our Pistons team does not play like a lot of NBA, a majority of the NBA teams. They are playing from start to finish.
Texter says, I get the Pistons are a fun story and you need to talk about it, but they are nowhere close to a legitimate playoff team. They would lose any series in five. They are so far from great, Ryan and Clausen. I would agree they're a fun story. We don't need to talk about them.
Did he mean championship team, not playoff team?
I was going to say, they're definitely a legit playoff team.
You might think whatever you want of the East. They're fifth or sixth in the East right now and closer to the four seed than the seven seed playing game. Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
Texter says, Cade should have a legitimate case for MVP. Not that he'll win it, but he should get votes.
I don't know that I'd go that far for MVP. Certainly all NBA. Now, what team? First, second, third? Probably.
I don't know. Call it second. We can fight about it. Third?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, guys.
Top 15 is what you're talking about.
Yeah. One of the 15 best players in the sport at 23 years old. He's among the leaders in assists, scoring. I heard Wojo right before I left for vacation doing a topic with Rieger, and Wojo added an extra S. He's not just a star. Cade's a superstar. He's basing it off of like one highlight dunk, but he said in tandem with all the other things, we have a full-blown superstar in Detroit. I tend to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Guy that could be... Remember we were talking last summer before his extension, could he be the number one on a title team?
Answered the question.
Yeah, I think he's answered that question. And I had no issue with, or even hesitation with extending it, but those were the debates of, is he a two? Should you really be giving him a max? Absolutely deserves a max.
We're due for our annual top five Detroit sports athletes in here in town. We usually do that about once a year. It'd be interesting to see where he goes with comes in with most fans at this point.
It's tough because Scuba won the Cy Young.
I don't know how you don't put him one.
And the Lions have all pros, plural, like the best at their positions in the sport.
Any wings? Raymond?
Maybe.
Uh-oh. What's he doing, John?
All right, I got a beach bag.
Oh, we got
a satchel
presents
over there.
Yeah. Satchel. Got some gifts from my travels.
Yeah? Did you borrow that from your wife?
This is a beach bag, John.
Oh, okay. Still.
How would you... Oh, hold up. Before I open this. Is this feminine, Heather? Blue and white bag.
If you saw him walking to the beach with that, no kids, just him and his wife, and he's carrying his striped purse.
It's fine. It doesn't surprise me.
If he's carrying it, before I give you a gift, what does that mean? It's feminine, and it doesn't surprise you. Gift rescinded.
It's fine. It's a bag that I can picture you carrying. It's totally fine.
She's not helping herself.
You carry.
If he's walking with Kelsey and carrying that, I have zero issue.
Yeah, you carry
if
you're walking,
you carry your wife's purse all the time, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. That's a very judgmental.
It's fine. It's a bag.
I feel like I'm ruining the moment.
If it's pink and white, even I question it. But it's blue and white.
It's blue.
It's the rope with the tassel.
Oh, yeah, the tassels.
Not that they're tassels, but...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're not trying to tell us something with this...
It's fine, yeah. Looks good on you.
...baby blue thing.
I am not.
Oh!
No, there's no...
Oh, coming back from vacation.
Whoa.
No baby announcements.
That would have been the great gift.
But I did get for Tom and for Greg and for Heather, rum cakes.
Rum cakes? Oh, look at this.
So that's one of the things they do there. This is the big brand.
Uh-huh.
But these are from the Cayman Islands.
I've never had a rum cake before.
Oh, no?
I don't think so. Not a genuine rum cake from the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never had one of those.
John, you noticed you did not get any rum cakes.
What'd he get?
Yes.
Beef sticks?
Lump of coal.
Let me reach.
Lump of coal.
It kind of looks like a lump of coal, and it kind of looks like beef sticks, but these are... Cigars.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my man. Wow, you know me so well.
That's nice.
When we went to Vegas, I saw you would...
I would partake.
On occasion, I figured... And they were hand-rolling them at the place we stopped in.
Oh, is that a cutter along with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my man.
Case and two cigars. They're two most popular ones.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
There you go.
Aw, thank you.
It smells so
I'm sorry they had to be in a feminine bag for you.
You pulled out cigars. You kind of saved yourself.
All right.
Good. I don't know if I've ever had rum cake. I have no idea if I have.
Give it a try.
So, very good. Thank you.
They have them all over like all the rest stops. It's like a very touristy thing, but it's a taste of the Cayman.
Yeah.
So what best meal you had down there?
So one of the days I did these skewers of ribeye, chicken, lobster, and prawns, and they were awesome.
What's prawned?
It's like a big shrimp.
I thought I was going to have a Bronner's moment for a second.
Oh, he's got the cigar in.
I love the taste of tobacco. this one's going to stick with me the rest of the day. Mm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I somewhat take back my comments.
You feel bad now?
Yeah. Not really, but maybe a little bit.
You can light it up for the Pistons playoff wins.
Yes, which I will do. Maybe you're not allowed to light one of these up in the LC. I was going to say maybe we could share these at a hockey game.
Mm.
We'll have to do
parking
it outside.
Lot.
Yeah, parking lot.
Parking lot.
Tailgate. Yeah. Cigar tailgate.
Look, good things to look forward to.
Thank you.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Nice that you were thinking of us while you were on your vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.